The gift of interpretation has no meaning apart from the gift of tongues. But if someone has spoken in an unknown tongue by the Holy Spirit, the gift of interpretation enables either that person or another person, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, not through intellectual understanding, to speak out in a known language that which was said beforehand in an unknown language. Now, it is interpretation. It's not exactly translation. That's interesting, because I don't know how many of you have spoken through an interpreter in a foreign country. I've done it many times. We discover all interpreters are different. Everyone uses certain words. Some use a lot of words. Some use fewer words. I remember we had a Canadian come out to Kenya when I was there. He was speaking through one of the best interpreters in the country. And he said a short sentence, and the interpreter took off and spoke for about 2 minutes. So the Canadian turned to his interpreter and said, did I say all that? So the interpreter said, no, but in order to make them understand what you said, I had to say all that. That's interpreting. It's communicating the sense. A brother that I know quite well from Britain, who is now in the States, told me that in the early days when they had rallies, Pentecostal rallies in the center of London, there was a situation in which somebody gave an utterance in tongues and they waited for the interpretation. And when it came from a man who was a Cockney. How many of you know what a Cockney is? Theoretically, born in within the sound of the Bow Bells in London. I cannot imitate Cockney. It's outside my abilities. But the interpretation was this, and of course, I don't think you Americans will understand it, but half a mo, my people, half a mo. Well, half a mo is half a moment. In other words, hold on a moment. Don't be so rapid. You see, that was the interpretation. It's characteristic. It's a Cockney interpretation. So there's quite a lot of room for flexibility in this area of interpretation. However, it is communicating in a known language the sense of what was said previously in an unknown language.